bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Monday, it was ruled by the Supreme Court that former President Donald Trump will appear on the ballot in Colorado. This decision comes after months of debate over whether Trump violated a section of the 14th Amendment. This decision does not have any impact on the four criminal cases that are ongoing against Trump, including the January 6th case. The decision was made after a 5-4 majority voted in favor of Trump and said that no state could have a federal candidate not appear on the ballot. The 5-justice majority vowed that the states do not have the right to uninclude any federal officer, especially the president, without it being passed by Congress first. Trump took to social media where he said, "Big win for America." The other 4 justices who disagreed on the ruling believe that the court has gone too far. Here is what Trump had to say to the Supreme Court in his thank you message.
Thank you very much. I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted, and I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs.
Audio provided by Fox News. Nikki Haley won her first victory of the 2024 campaign after winning over the Republican primary in the District of Columbia. Trump's sweep of the GOP voting contest has been halted since Haley's victory on Sunday. Haley vowed that she would remain in the race despite her early losses to Trump in the contest. Haley also denied that she would name any primary that she thought that she might win. She explained that she believed that voters deserve an alternative option to Trump despite his superiority in the campaign so far. Haley won all 19 delegates at stake on Sunday night, announcing her as the winner. Before heading back to North Carolina, Haley led a rally in the nation's capital on Friday, where she joked with supporters inside of a hotel ballroom. Haley agreed to a statement from a rallygoer that stated that Trump cannot win a general election. Haley also argues that she can deny President Biden a second term, but Trump cannot. Police are in search of possibly 3 suspects after 4 people are dead following a house party shooting in California on Sunday night. 3 other people are reported to have been injured as well. Around 6 p.m., police were dispatched in King City at a resident's house where the party was taking place. Several people were reported to have been in the front yard when a silver Kia with 3 men inside pulled up in front of the house and shots were fired several times. The suspects are being reported to have been wearing dark clothing and had colored masks covering their faces. After the shooting, they fled the scene. 3 adult men with gunshot wounds were in the front yard, according to a statement from police, who pronounced the men dead at the scene. 4 other people were shot at the scene, and one of them died later in the hospital. The condition of the 3 other victims has not yet been released. No names or identification have been revealed yet by police, and the suspects have not been identified. The suspects are being considered armed and dangerous. Here is more news from the scene that was reported to Action News on Monday afternoon.
Today we're learning more about some of the victims who were shot and killed outside this home yesterday evening. 3 men, 1 woman. We're told that one of the men was a Pop Warner football coach. The woman worked at nearby Meade Memorial Hospital. We're also told that the woman was celebrating her birthday when gunfire erupted around 6 yesterday at this home on the 200 block of 2nd Street just before 6 o'clock.
That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. The number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.